the 2015 teaching series in Australia, Liberation Through Meditation. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
大家下午好。
Good afternoon, everyone.
非常高兴今天再一次有机会给大家交流。
I'm very glad to have this opportunity again to talk with everyone.
那么我们今天的这个交流的主题呢，就是禅修与解脱。那么我们今天呢，给大家谈一谈为什么要禅修？然后呢，什么叫做解脱？这个就是关于这方面的一些简解或者是有些方法我们交流一下。
So the topic of this afternoon's talk is liberation through meditation. So I'm just going to talk briefly about meditation and why we need to do it and what we mean when we refer to liberation. I'm going to introduce some concepts at the level of view and also at the level of practice.
禅修，首先什么叫做禅修呢？实际上禅修，禅这两个这个字的意思呢，就是通过一种特殊的训练的方式提升我们自己的心灵就像我们通过一种训练通过一种训练的方法去就提升自己的身体上面的有些功能一样的，通过一种特殊的方法来提升我们自己的心灵的一些功能这样子的方法叫做禅。
So what we mean when we talk about is meditation. What we mean when we talk about the term meditation is a technique or practices that enable us to train our mind and to train certain capacities of our mind, similar to the way that we train our bodies in order to enhance the various capacities that our bodies have.
首先什么叫做禅它的这个字面的意思呢首先这个禅是来自于这个最早的梵文梵文当中呢就叫做萨曼达那么萨曼达的意思呢翻译了中文以后有两种翻译一个就是音译音译就是直接把这个梵文的音用中文来表达这个就叫做禅或者是禅定这是它的一个意思。
这个请你再说一遍。
禅就是对中文来讲它是一个外来的词禅就是一个外来的词那么外来的词从哪里来的词呢就是从梵文当中从印度古印度的梵文当中来的一个这个词汇那么在梵文当中呢就叫做萨曼达。
The word chan in Chinese that refers to meditation is in fact a borrowed word from Sanskrit. In Sanskrit the word is samanda and it refers to the state of meditative state.
然后这个萨曼达它的意思呢翻译了中文以后就叫做静虑静就是把人的心平静虑就是思考考虑这样子的意思就在把人的心平静以后在这个平静的状态当中去思考去思维这个叫做静虑这个就是萨曼达的意义它的意思这个翻译了以后呢就叫做静 驴就这两个字。
When the term samanda was, or if it is literally translated into Chinese, then it is translated as jinlu, which refers to bringing the mind into an extremely calm state and then reflecting or using the mind to contemplate.
那么静和驴啊，首先我们啊，通过这个禅修的方法。把我们的心平静下来啊啊！为什么要心？我们的心为什么要平静下来呢？因为平时我们在生活当中啊，在这个工作当中，就每天都接受了太多太多的这个，比如说压力、焦虑啊等等这些负面的情绪啊。那么这个负面的情绪多了以后呢，我们的心啊平静不下来。然后就是尤其是现代人啊，压力大，然后呢这个生活的节奏快，这样子以后呢，我们每一个人的心啊就变得越来越浮躁，越来越狂躁啊。那么这个时候呢，我们非常需要有一种方法把我们的心平静下来。
So firstly, in terms of the need to quieten the mind or to calm the mind,There's very much need for this today, given the lives we lead, which are extremely fast-paced. There's a lot of anxiety and stress that we face in the context of our everyday lives. And as a result, our minds are becoming increasingly more restless and increasingly more turbulent. So it's for this reason that we are in increasing need of techniques to help us quieten our minds.
那么我们的心就这么狂躁这么暴躁这样子的情况下啊，然后第一个我们啊在个人的生活当中就是感受不到人的这种啊该有的生活当中的这个幸福啊，我们感觉不到感受不到幸福这是第一个问题。
One thing that has emerged as a result of our extremely restless and turbulent minds is that many people are unable to gain a sense of the happiness that they deserve to be able to gain a sense of.
然后第二个问题呢，因为我们的心狂躁、暴躁这样子的时候。我们跟人与人之间的这个关系啊，关系处得不好，所以学生啊跟老师之间啊，或者是家庭的成员之间啊，或者是同学之间、同事之间啊，都这个关系上面呢就出了很多很多的问题。然后呢，人啊，每个人都就这个人与人之间的关系没有搞好以后呢。这跟每个人的这个距离就越来越远越来越远，这样子以后呢就我们感觉不到人与人之间的相互的这种关心关爱，最后呢每一个人都觉得自己就是一个就是一个人没有人帮助我这样子就是很多人就有这个孤独症。
One of the results of our turbulent minds is, or one of the negative consequences of our turbulent minds is on our personal relationships, whether that be relationships between teachers and students, or between friends, or between family members. Relationships are becoming increasingly distant. Many people are not deriving or not.Being able to access the care and attention that they need, and causing a situation where many people feel extremely lonely.
然后呢，第三个问题呢，就是因为我们的心不能平静这个时候我们的心不能专注，不能关注这样子的时候呢，然后做事情在工作上。就经常出问题，比如说医生治病、老师教学生等等等等这些都是要用心去做的工作。那么这些都最后如果心 暴躁狂躁静不下来的这种情况下，然后这些工作上都出很多很多的问题。
And another respect in which our restless minds creates a detrimental impact on our lives is in terms of work, work that requires precision. We have an inability to focus. This is another detrimental effect of having a restless mind.
所以在这个时候呢，我们必须要需要一种方法来把我们的心平静下来。能够把我们的心可以专注到某一个事情上专心的去做一件事情必须要有一个这样子的方法。
So it's in these situations or in these contexts that we are very much in need of a technique or a method to be able to quieten our minds, to bring our minds into a state of calmness.
那么这个方法我们昨天也就介绍过心理学家给我们的方法提供给我们的方法呢，就是吃药，通过药物的作用然后呢把我们的心定下来，平静下来这个就是心理学家的这个方法。
As I mentioned yesterday, the primary means that mental health professionals recommend or prescribe is taking medicine and relying on the effect of medicine to bring our minds into a more quietened state.
就像这个抗抑郁剂这个药物上，在2006年的时候，美国就是光是这个治这个心理的这个疾病的这个医这个费用都是由6670多亿美金就是花在这个上面。但是呢这些药暂时可以控制我们的一些这个情绪上的问题，但是呢同时有这个负面的作用。比如说抗抑郁剂抑郁症非常严重的时候吃了这个药有没有效果呢？稍微有点效果。但是呢这个长期服用这种药的话，那么它就严重的影响到人的这个大脑的思考的能力这样子以后呢其他的很多心灵的这个药都是一样有这个负面的作用，所以这个的治疗的方法不是很理想。
In terms of antidepressant medication, in America in the year 2006, approximately $600 million was spent on antidepressants. Antidepressants do have some temporary effect in alleviating symptoms. However, in the long term, they also act to suppress certain abilities of the brain, certain abilities to analyze, certain abilities to reflect. So, for this reason, medication and similar medications for other mental disorders are not the best means of addressing the problems in question.
那么解脱，我们今天讲的这个解脱，它我们可以理解为两个不同的这个层次最低层次就是我们的现实生活当中的，就是就像抑郁症焦虑等等。就是这些精神上的这些疾病，这些痛苦折磨，从这个当中摆脱出来也叫做解脱。
So, in talking about liberation today, it's possible to understand liberation in two senses. The first sense could be the liberation or being freed from these negative mental states that we refer to by depression, also feelings of anxiety, stress, etc. Being free from these negative mental states can be understood as one meaning of liberation.
那么另外一个稍微更高一个层次的这个解脱是什么呢？就是我们从一种用佛教的话来讲叫做无明无明。无明的意思是什么呢？就是我们现在我们的感官所接触到的这个世界 实际上就是一个完全是一个虚幻的世界它完全是一个虚幻的世界。但是呢，但是我们把这个虚幻的世界把它当作是一个实实在在的世界来看这样子以后呢，它给我们导致了太多太多的烦恼，然后最后呢，我们把我们自己的烦恼，把我们自己束缚在这个轮回当中束缚在轮回当中，然后我们就在这个轮回当中有生老病死就面对太多太多这样子的痛苦那么从这个当中彻底的摆脱出来这个就是稍微比较高层次的这个对解脱的理解这是第二个层次，第二个层面上的意思。
We can also understand liberation in a second sense, a somewhat higher sense, a sense to use a Buddhist turn of phrase, as a liberation from ignorance, or rather a state of having a mistaken apprehension of the world around us. And it's through having a mistaken belief in the truth of the illusory world in which we exist that we essentially become trapped and ensnared in cyclic existence. So when we speak of liberation in a higher sense, in a Buddhist sense, we're talking about being freed from this state.
好，这样子以后呢，我们的昨天我们这个介绍的这个禅修是从最低层的这个最低层的这个解脱，昨天我们讲的那么我们今天呢，想简单的介绍一下稍微比较高层的这个解脱的含义。
So yesterday the meditation technique that we talked briefly about was one that can be put to use in terms of the first meaning of liberation. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the second sense.
首先佛教告诉我们，我们今天这个世界为什么是这样子然后呢，我们为什么不想衰老也得要老不想死亡也得要死亡不想生病也要生病我们为什么要面临这么多的我们不愿意面对的这个事情这些原因，这些到底有没有一个最最最最源头上有没有一个最基本的理由，或者是最基本的这个因素那么有，那么最基本的这个因素是什么？就是这个原动力是什么？
So we first need to start by looking at.Why it is essentially that we have to face so many situations that we don't wish to. Why it is that we have to undergo all kinds of suffering that we don't want to. The suffering of birth, the suffering of aging, sickness, death, etc. We need to look into essentially what the basic cause or factor is that powers this situation.
那么我们为什么要面对这么多的我们不愿意面对的这个这些事情呢首先它的最基本的这个原因或者是它的原动力比如说我们人死了有投生投生了有死亡这个就是一直都这样子的循环生老病死，然后死了以后呢，有时生老病死这种循环，用佛教的话来讲，这叫做轮回那么这个轮回就是一直都这样子转动辗转不息。那么它的原动力是什么它的原动力到底在哪里？
So in looking at what is this basic force that's powering this situation, powering the fact of cyclic existence, which is life, death, rebirth, again and again, many times over. what is it in fact? What is the basic energy or force that's powering the situation?
那么它的原动力啊，它的原动力之一啊，就佛教讲啊，可以这么说，它的原动力就有两个啊。第一个呢，是我们的一种愚昧的一种想法啊，这是第一个啊。第二个呢，有了这个愚昧的想法以后呢，然后我们去贪欲这个世界啊。用无明用佛教的这个话来讲叫做无明，实际上就是一个不了解这个世界的真相啊，然后对这个世界的一种错误的观点啊，这个错误的观点就导致了一个欲望啊，导致了一个贪欲，就把这两个加起来了以后呢，它就变成了我们的这个轮回的原动力。
From a Buddhist perspective, the primary force that lies behind the ongoing cycle of samsara is essentially twofold. The first part is our ignorant, foolish ideas. These really refer to our ignorant understanding of the nature of the world around us, a misapprehension, a mistaken understanding. And then based on this ignorant understanding, we generate many desires, we generate many attachments. And it's these two things combined that make up the primary force that keeps samsaric existence spinning and spinning over.
然后我们首先去分析一下啊，什么叫做愚昧的想法，到底什么是愚昧的想法，我们的这个24小时当中的我们的各种各样的这个观念当中，那一个是轮回的这个原动力啊，那一个是愚昧的想法，我们先去探讨一下这个问题。
So first, what we have to look into is what we mean by this notion of foolish or ignorant thoughts. Of in a 24-hour period of all the various ideas and thoughts and opinions we have, which of them are the foolish ones that fuel our ever onward cyclic existence?
首先我们要探讨的问题是什么呢？首先要我们给我们自己的一个定位啊，或者是一个定义啊，什么叫做我？我到底是什么
？First of all, we need to establish, we need to arrive at a definition of what we in fact mean by me. What do we mean by the self?
为什么首先要去探索我是什么呢？因为我们的很多很多啊，在这个生活当中的不开心的事情，都是围绕着我啊，都是围绕着我啊，这是一个。另外一个，比如说我们刚才生、老、病、死啊，这四个都离不开我，因为有我，所以我可以单身啊，因为有我的存在，所以我可以衰老啊，我可以死亡啊，然后死了以后呢？用佛教的观点，然后有取投生。如果没有这个所谓的我，那么这些都也就不存在了。所以呢，这我到底是有投生、有死亡、有衰老的我它到底是个什么？我们要去探索一下这个问题。
And the reason we need to examine what we mean by ourselves or be mean by the notion of self is that in fact all of our pain and suffering revolves around a sense of self. Not only that, but the various sufferings of cyclic existence, birth, death, aging, illness, all of these require the existence of a self as a necessary precondition. So for this reason, it's very necessary for us to really look deeply into what we mean, in fact, by the notion of I or me or self.
好，这样子以后呢，我先把我的想法 简单的给大家说一下，然后完了以后呢，我们再互动交流一下啊，到底什么是我？大家心里做一个准备，大家想一想，到底什么是我？
So I'm going to start by offering some of my own thoughts on this question, and then there'll be an opportunity for you to share your thoughts on what we mean by the self. So please, everybody, think about this in your own heads.
首先啊，我们要确定一下我们这个想象当中的我是什么样子啊，想象当中的我是什么样。我们大家都一直都认为理所当然的接受我是存在的，而且是一个实实在在的一个这样子的我存在啊。那么存在一个这样子的我的话，那么我们给它怎么样定义呢那么这个我应该是一个什么样的东西呢？是一个什么样的概念呢？就是要从这个地方开始探讨。
So what we first need to think about is what is our imaginary view of ourselves, or in our imagination, how does our self exist? Everybody takes for granted the existence of self as being unproblematic. So in fact, what do we mean by this? What are the characteristics of the self? What sort of thing is the self? Let's start at this point.
在现实生活当中我们会这么说，会这么想说什么呢？我们会说我的眼睛我的手，我的腿，我的大脑，我的心脏，我的等等等等我们的全身的里里外外的所有的东西的上面呢，可以加我的这两个字任何一个东西，我们全身包括我们的精神我们精神上，比如说我的心情愉快，我的心情不愉快等等，我们的里里外外的所有的这些东西上面呢，都可以加两个字，我的这两个字。
In our normal everyday existences, we're very accustomed to referring to various parts of our body as belonging to ourselves. So we refer to my eyes, my hands, my feet, etc. We also refer to our minds or our spirits also in a way that we attribute possession to them. So we talk about my feelings, my mood, etc.
那么在这个过程当中，我们必须要知道一个逻辑上的一个问题逻辑上的什么问题呢？比如说我可以说这个是我的水那么这个时候呢，这就是说明它不是我它不是我，它是我的我的就是我所拥有的东西叫做我的我自己呢，当然不能叫我的我自己不可能说是我的我凡是可以讲凡是可以加这两个字的都是我所拥有的而不是我自己。
But here we run into a problem of logic. If, for example, I refer to this bottle of water as my bottle of water, then inherent in that statement is that this bottle belongs to me, I possess it, but this bottle of water is not me. So we have a similar problem of logic when we refer to things that belong to ourselves in other contexts.
好，这个我们交流一下，这个观点大家能不能接受凡是可以叫我的这样子的东西呢，都不是我。我本人永远都不能说我的我也是我的，没有这样的说法。这个观点又是对还是不对？我们大家交流一下。
So this concept that anything I can refer to as mine must necessarily not be me, I'm interested to hear what everybody thinks about this. Is this something that everyone can readily accept, the notion that anything that I can call mine or I do call mine is therefore necessarily not me?
好，我们几位师兄回答一下这个是对 还是错？你们觉得是错还是对？那么错错在哪里啊？对，那怎么是对的？大家，我们几个两三位师兄啊，说一下自己的，表达一下自己的看法。
It would be great to hear from a couple of people as to their opinions on this. If you agree with it, this statement, what are your reasons for agreeing with it? If you disagree with it, what are your reasons for disagreeing?
我们几个师兄，请你回答一下这个问题。Yeah.
I sense that anything external to the inner sense of self is a gift from life. There must be some inner soul light that perhaps we can call ourself, which belongs to the greater life, which is eternal and goes from form to form to form over time.
Murang Kusam, you know, the new pitcher, that the Rang, the new Nung Sum, could any that duck, so what did that pitcher, the new not so deep.그래서시루금오빠이나가서되니가서랑소소그딱그되니아다흘라키담라보서리이나요가서패치낭성그날라되니딱되니갈라갔음지요래되니딱게되니제직니직네되니아남바되니죽문자와되니요래시나요패치되니가서이링혼담라보서요래
대말은아랑거저하다我的提的问题就是说凡是可以加我的这两个字的这些东西是不是说明这个不是我
Campbell was actually wanting, hoping for a very specific answer on a very specific question. And that very specific question is, anything that I can call mine must therefore not be me.Because in order to call it mine, there inheres in this statement the idea of a self, which is owning other things. So in calling something else mine, I'm automatically saying that it's not me. And is this statement something that you agree with or disagree with? Or...
Yes, I can.
Kaji di thola dini mood de tango kyore, samo tango re,
amore. Ta dini morang is. 请你回答一下啊，请你表达一下你的看法。
What do you think about this thing, this
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a problem because while this might not be me, this might not be me. This is still mine.
Rita, they need jokes, they need morons, you mare, they need to get the moramare, you know, monk, moronka lapa, you know, moronka lapa, rang rit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, my name is Kerry, and I think belongs to me, not even me, because I'm impermanent, so.I'm just
going to be reborn like a caravan. Just having been here for a little bit of time. And I'm just taking my karma with me, positive and negative, and my habits. Hey, morang kusan na pechi dini, da tamje dini morang dini zigmare. Morang dini lupo inu midakpazare. Dini shisabi jesu, yuna dini ti tama morang dini da nyandi dini kip.Then he took a mare, the Hindu peachy, Naranka, then he took a mare.
Naranka, they took a mare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that
你们的回答都是对的，某一种角度来讲都是对的，但是呢我的问题呢都不是这个问题。我要问的这是这样。
Campbell's answer or just comment just now is that what everyone has said is very right in some, you know, at some level, but again, he wants to ask his question, a very specific question.
请你说，请。
我们这样，那么我理解是这样的啊。凡事要是说是我的时候，它实际上是隐含的两层意义，一个是需要得到社会或者其他人的认可，然后证明这东西是我的，那其他人必须认可。这是从社会的从空间上来说，另外一个呢，还有从时间上来说，我有这个东西，实际上就是这一段时间有，那么可能过了这一段时间它不属于，所以我同意您的说法，就是凡是这个东西说是我的时候，实际上呢。
So this answer was that many of the things that we call our own are really only called our own or regarded as our own by social conventions that attribute things to belonging to us. In actual fact, we can't say that they intrinsically or inherently belong to us. In other ways, some things that are considered to belong to us only do for a very short period of time. So it's only from a limited time span that we can say they actually are ours. In an ultimate sense, we can't say that anything is really our own.
That's talking about social, that's what I was talking about, energetic connections, social two things. So for instance, a tree that I might plant is incumbent in the connection with it. It's had fun with it. If something happened to that tree, it would be a huge part of me that was lost. That's what I was thinking about. How would you mind and explain that to me? Because that's what I disagree with his opposition. Is that there are some things we are all past our environment. We're all energetically connected to each other, to the trees, to the sky, to everything. And as part of that whole, you know, we have connections, you know, that are meant to have connections. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a metaphysical sense of describing that we're just energy at the end of the day. And this is a chair. It doesn't belong to me. I have no connection with you. But there are the scar friends who I've had it for 25 years. It's a part of me. And that's always has been always good, because it's something that makes me feel whole. But the tree, for instance, I'm deeply tree. So that's where I'm like him to see I'm disagreeing with his proposition, because from an energy of your world you want, and there are connections that we make with things that are part of me. As a thing that are part of me.
Dini kempu kyoku samna, dini di ngarangi yin, dini di pene pedi zi chogumari, di morangi samsu yina di morang kyoku dawa dini kelen shi tukumari, morangi samna yina ngatsu koyu kunala, ngatsu dan rewa ku dini, ngatsu dan di koyu ji kunala, ngatsu zuo dini tukshuk re, dini ngatsu koyu kunala, shingdong yinan ra, dini zishi yinan, medok dini, ngubo yina, da tsama ngatsu dan rewa zi yore, di ngatsu chizri, da ngatsu ngubuti tsama yutabi jesu ngatsu odi ngarang ki zi yin, dini ngatsu di tol bena di morang ki gechi ji yore, gechi di harunga, dini gechi di yoni di lomombo re song, dini shindong morang ka dini lanka nala, dini shindong di yote di morang, shindong di morang ki dini chashe ji yin.
Yeah.
Re.
Morang ki chashe ji.
Re, morang ki chashe ji yin.
Yeah.
Then that's a koyu canala, mobo in and jamun in and jazishin in and jazama, narank chashiji in. Not to tama pins in jewel yores.
Yeah. Then he, Benda, Charanga Kambati, then Charanga Kambati, neither fangzi, shibush, shuing the buffon, the jida.
So Kempo is wondering whether you would consider your home, your house, a part of you.
My home is a very spiritual sanctuary, it's a shelter. But my home is the land where I'm situated. I have a connection to the land where it is. So I see it as bricks and mortar. So I'm not probably me, but there's a spiritual feeling that's very sacred space in my life. But it's the land that I feel I'm part of, and that's what I do what I do.
Any moranka, any duksa in a moran, ranka, any chasaji mare, you know, your moran, any moranka, any duksa, kasacha, sashidilla, moranka, some moran, sashi, kachaji, race, and
yeah, 这样子的话, not just by need the deem my dollar, you hona, shishan, just a shibish by need the ebufen yet your magibiano.
Would you feel then that if you were to sell your land, that you would be selling a part of yourself?
Yes.
The land where I live is a park. There are trees that are very special to me. There are things in this area that are sacred land, and I resonate. So if I sold, it's tomorrow I'm starting late, I will have to leave this place with these trees and this land, or we'll be disconnected from the spiritual connection to this place where I feel safe and I feel connected to that. I can go to other places and I don't feel connected.
Morang tata ke tisala tini jingtong tan to ina jo morang tini kutsu nyamdu dup kutsu kubad tini jewa ting sapu za yore hajong tini sum kang gatola tini sum gatola hajong jewa ting sapu za yore tini such a shen panjo na tini kutsu such a duke tini jingtong tan to tini dindis tini toa ting sapu za yomare
yomare zhe 但是这个都是你可以认为，比如说你的车子、你的房子，然后就是你的一切，都对他们都有一种执着，或者是一种，比如说是人的话，就是有一种感情，这个都有可以有的。但是呢，我们从来都把他们没有当做我，我们一直都把他们是当做是我的，这个对吧？
So Campbell is wondering the fact that we might have attachment or we might invest various things in our life with particular significances and emotional significances, does that not take away from the fact though that we're still referring them to these things as ours and not as me?
我们把我的房子卖给别人的时候呢，我们会说 我把我买给你。<笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑> 我和我所拥有的东西之间的这个划分，这样子的时候呢，就是没有一个很清晰的概念呢，我们的思维都是比较模糊的，那么这就是说明我们一直都在一个模糊的概念当中建立了一个自我，然后呢，盲目的去崇拜它，去执着它，去拥护它。
So Kimball actually says that the first problem or the first question that he wants to talk about today is this very blurry, unclear notion, in fact, of ourselves that we have, and in fact, where the dividing line is that we draw between ourselves and, say, the things that we have and that kind of thing. In general, this is not something that we have a really clear idea about in the course of our everyday lives. However, it's in this unclear state that we build or we establish quite a strong sense of our own self or ego.
那么在这个当中呢, 凡是可以加我的这两个字的这些东西呢, 都不是我, 比如说我的车子, 因为可以加我的, 所以它不是我, 然后我的房子, 因为可以加我的两个字, 所以它也不是我的, 是我就是, 我就是, 比如说主人, 然后车子, 房子, 这些都是我所拥有的东西, 我们的概念当中呢, 一直都是这样子。实际上从逻辑上讲,
凡是是我的啊这样子的东西都不是我，这两个是矛盾的啊。首先是我们把这个啊概念啊弄清楚。
So the first concept that we need to have a clear understanding about is that any object that we refer to as being ours or mine must necessarily not be me, whether it's our car or our home, anything that we refer to like this, there is a logical inconsistency between the notion of I and something that that self owns or possesses. It's not possible that they...
然后我们的所有的东西当中啊，就是我们自己非常非常喜欢的东西啊，是东西也好，是人也好啊，这些东西我们刚才也就讲过了，我们可以啊非常喜欢这些东西，我们可以非常的在乎这些东西，我们可以非常的执着这些东西，但是这些东西我们永远都没有把它当作是我啊，我们从来不会当作是我。
And it's the same with objects or with people that we may very love very much, we might care about them very much, we might feel extremely attached to them. Despite this, we don't consider these to be actually ourselves.
那么这样子以后呢，我们啊，包括我们的内在的精神啊，外在的肉体，就是包括我们的每一个细胞啊，所有的这些东西上面呢，都可以加两个我的啊，我的大脑，我的心脏等等等等，凡是我们里里外外我们所能够想起来的这些东西上面呢，都可以加一个我的啊。那么既然这些都是我的，那我自己在哪里呢啊，这个就是一个问题了。
So really the core problem that we have to confront is that really anything that we're able to think of or observe in our environment, it's possible to give it the label of mine or my, whether it be my brain or my heart or my cells, etc. Now if this is the case, if all of these things are mine, then where does I reside? What is me?
好，这样子我们的啊大脑心脏啊，然后就是我们的器官啊，然后所有的一切啊，这些都是我的啊，这都是我的，这都是我的啊。那么我自己啊应该成立啊，如果除了这些东西以外没有我，那么我们怎么可以说他们都是我的呢？那你就在那，你自己在哪里呢？
So in fact, if all of these different things that we frequently refer to with the possessive attribute of my, if all of these things are in fact not me, all of these constituent parts, these constituent organs, then where does me ultimately exist?
这个时候我们不会说啊，因为释迦牟尼佛说我是什么什么什么，所以我们要承认，我们要认同啊，什么什么，不是这样子。我们让大家自己去思考。你觉得啊，除了这些东西以外，你在哪里呢？
On this question, we're not going to say because the Buddha explained it in this way, we necessarily have to accept it. Let's think for ourselves. With the exception of all of these different parts that make up ourselves.Where does one's own self, or is there an independent self that exists? And if so, where does it exist?
这个问题大家不要以为这个是一个很幼稚的问题，或者是不太重要的问题，这个特别的重要，就是因为我们没有把这个问题搞清楚，所以很多都是混乱的状态，所以这个是最重要的一个问题。
Everybody shouldn't regard this as a childish question or an unimportant question. In fact, it's a very, very vital and central question. And it's because we haven't got a very clear understanding of the answer to this question that we have as many problems as we do.
好，然后呢，我们啊，接下来我们再大家再交流一下啊。那么我啊，如果存在的话，那么就是。应该有一个定义是吧？啊，比如说啊，瓶子 是可以装水的秧子，就是这样子的秧子，然后它的这个材料就是塑料啊等等，我们把任何一个东西都可以这样子形容的，嗯，可以这样子形容的。那么大家思考一下，我们的想象当中的我啊是什么样子，我们可以两三个这个师兄可以回答一下这个问题，可以表达一下自己的看法，然后我们大家都再进一步的去思考一下。
If there is a self that does exist, then we should be able to at least give it a basic definition, be able to describe some of its criterion or its characteristics. Like, for example, this bottle of water, it's possible to describe it in terms of its shape, in terms of its material, in terms of its capacity to hold water. So I'd be interested in hearing from several members of the audience your ideas about how we might go about describing or defining the self.
请你表达一下你的看法，我在你想象当中的我是什么样子呀？啊，哎呀呀呀，可以可以，你先。啊，
这个问题我想过这个问题，然后我看过，就是有人说过这样的观点，就是因为现在人的眼睛的尺度，我们可以看见这个，就是说可以识别这样的东西。但如果我们的眼睛现在到了显微镜的那个尺度的时候，那你看的人的话，可能就是普通一堆蛋白质，或者是一堆细胞。那从这个科学的角度来说，可能是这堆细胞组合在一起产生的这个功能，就是。然后，这我觉得是物理上的，心理上的话，您刚才说那个。要是本质上我觉得不认同您的观点，实际上没有，就从心理来讲，什么东西外在的东西，比如这个摄像机是我的，那个是我的，然后眼睛是我的，鼻子是我的，但实际上你要是想到根上的话，我觉得没有。
对，
我还是在这种
I feel that it's I've thought about this question one were looking at a person with the naked, with one's eyes, then one would perceive a person in a certain way. However, if one were to see the same thing through the lens of a microscope, then one would perceive a person as a composite of all kinds of cells, and one would apprehend a vision that is quite different. However, that's at the level of form or material, at the level of mind.I agree that, in fact, there is no self, really nothing that we can really describe as the self.
好，我的问题是什么呢？啊，我的问题就是说，假如有我，我们大家都不就是认为有我吗？啊，如果有我，那大家认为这个我应该是一个什么样的我？它的特体，它的特性啊。是什么？它的特点是什么？就是要回答这个问题了。
Actually, the specific question that Campbell is asking is about how we would go about defining or characterizing the self, given it is something that everybody believes exists.
Yeah.
My name is Callum. You could describe it in terms of how long it's existed for. You said myself has existed for 20 years.
对呢，对，我那个认同个王的先呢，啊，年龄个王的先呢，对呢，他就是描述先呢，错个。
啊。
对呢，可对呢，可个可个 duck， 对呢，就是嘞，对呢，小些些个呢，对呢，可罗尼须嘞，对呢，突出个认同个王的先呢，就是讲那错。
呀。
可给你罗尼须嘞送。
是的，罗尼是讲个确认，就是。二十岁的你，他的定义是什么？他的定义是二十岁吗？不会吧。三十岁的时候也是你呀。
Is your definition of self a self that is a 20-year-old version of yourself? For example, when you're 30, will you still use your 20-year-old definition of yourself to define yourself?
Yeah. 你好，你好，你好，你说。
其实这个问题也是我想呢，很多人都想问的。其实人咒语就是能量场。
能量场。
对，能量场。因为其实在一个西方一个研究能量一个量子学来说呢，是一个分很多等级的能量。当你是被爱说你能量很低，你开始能量很高，当你进入能量很高，其实人是只是一个能量场。所以我们是无形无体，什么没有，只是一个a form of energy， a form of energy， 这能量层根本就不是什么没有，还有没有？第一个是我想这么多的我都想问的问题，谢谢。
哦，但这个问题呢，就是你对我的这个解释，但是我们比如说我们普通的老百姓，他。不知道什么是能量，他也不会说什么是能量，但是他还是有我这个概念呢。所以呢，这就是说明我们的共通的这个我呢，可能大家都不是认为是能量啊，大家都认为是我，不认为是能量。
This question was in relation to whether a self or a human can be understood as a kind of energy frequency.And Kebo answered that whether or not that may be the case, the fact is that most people have a perception of themselves that isn't understood in terms of being an energy frequency.
这个是以前的想法还是现在的想法呀？
以前的想法。
现在的想法呢？
现在的想法就是因为了解了佛教之后嘛，
啊，
觉得现在的这个我就是不好找，
And that answer was that this student's old understanding or former understanding of self was a composite of a body and a mind, or so a physical and a psychological aspect. Now that she has studied Buddhism, she feels that the self is not something easy to find at all.
My name's Roy. I describe the self as a single awareness that is centered in or comes from the perspective of this body.
Deni da lubuti ke deni dak dushi jigre.
Yeah. Dak dushi. 好，接下来，我们再分析一下啊。那么，我们再看看佛教里面怎么讲。我们再看看，然后呢，大家看看这个，大家同不同意，接不接受，或者是有没有别的自己的这个自己的想法我们去看看佛教怎么讲。
So I'm going to now talk a little bit about how the Buddhist tradition views this problem of the self, and then after that we will also have some opportunity for discussing.These ideas, and you can certainly let me know if it's something that you agree with or don't agree with.
佛教说我们每一个人的不管是文化水平很高很高的科学家、哲学家等等或者是我们的一个普通的老百姓没有文化的在这个问题上呢，大家都是一样的，没有什么。不一样的那么我们大家都这个认为有一个我的存在那么这个我们先不说实际上有没有一个这样子的我我们所想象当中的这个我，佛教就讲有三个特点。
Buddhism regards the belief in the existence of the self as something that everyone, in fact, has, regardless of how intelligent or how high their level of education may be. From the point of view of Buddhist psychology, this self is usually attributed three characteristics.
那么三个特点呢？啊，佛教讲的呢，这个不是佛教他自己的观点，他是分析我们每一个人的这个想象当中的这个我啊，我们认为的，我们认为有一个我的存在。那么我们是怎么想的？我们是怎么理解这个我呢？他就是分析了以后呢，他把我们的这个观念啊，我们的观念就归纳为三个，这就是三种特点。
So this isn't an independent definition of the self that Buddhism has come up with. Rather, it is Buddhism's the Buddhist tradition's conclusion after having investigated the illusory, the nature of the illusory self that essentially all humans hold.
好，第一个特点是什么呢？第一个特点就是永恒啊，第一个是永恒。那么这个永恒呢，我们相对的永恒啊，相对的永恒。比如说，我如果是一个佛教徒的话，他就会觉得啊，我的前世的我啊，来到这一世，然后我这一世的我，然后又走到下一世啊，前世、这一世、下一世，就是我一个人啊，我从前世来到这里，然后我又从这一世啊走到下一世啊。那么这个时候呢，我们不认为前世有一个我，现在有一个我，未来有一个我，而且这三个我都是单独的，相互之间没有关系的。我们不会这么认为，我们认为前世的也是我，现在的也是我，未来的也是我，我一个人从前世到这里，从这里到下一世啊。这个是佛教徒啊，佛教徒就承认这个轮回的，这种佛教徒或者是其他宗教的相信轮回的人的第一个特点就是这样子。
So the first characteristic that of this illusory self is it being permanent or enduring in nature. So many Buddhists, for example, often think of themselves in terms of having had a past life, this current life, and a future life. And in respect of each of these lives, they have the notion that it was me in a past life, me in this life, and me in the second life. There's not a sense that there are separate me's in these past, previous, and future lives. And people from other traditions who have belief in rebirth, etc., often view their selves in this similarly permanent or relatively permanent way.
然后如果是一个如果是一个无神论者是一个唯物主义者这样子的话，那么他没有前世和下一世的这种概念，但是呢他也把这个我当作是永恒的。他也会说我年轻的时候我小的时候然后就是我这个老的时候等等。那么他也就把这个由婴儿的时候、胎儿的时候、婴儿的时候、少年的时候、青年的时候，然后就是这个老年的时候，他都认为这几个都是我。他不会认为其中一个才是我，其他都不是给我，其他都不是我，其他都跟我没有关系。他没有这种他没有这样子的概念。他认为这些都是我，我是我，就我一个就我一个人从胎儿、婴儿少年等等他的概念当中也有这样子的，把我就当作一个永恒的这个我。这是我们对我的这个第一个定义，我们大家都是这么想的，只不过我们没有去深入的思考我想象当中的我应该是什么样子，我们没有这样的去思考，所以我们突然要回答的话答不出来的。实际上我们已经默认了 有一个这样子的我的存在，这个我们每一个人的心里都是这样，不管是啊西方人、东方人啊，不管是新啊佛教的、新这个基督的啊，不管是一个什么样的这个人，都是一样，所有的人都就生下来的时候就有一个这样子的观念，到现在我们也是这个观念。
And for people who are atheist or agnostic, they wouldn't see their selves, their permanent selves, in the context of past and future lives. But even within the space of this current existence, they would have a notion of a permanent enduring self. They would, for example, refer to themselves as when I was young, when I was a teenager, when I was 20 years old. Ultimately, in this way of viewing things, there is a permanent enduring self. And this idea of a permanent enduring self is something that every human essentially holds, regardless of whether they have a particular religious belief, regardless of where they come from, whether they're from the West, whether they're from Asia, it's essentially one of the characteristics that that we attribute, in fact, to our idea of self.
第二个特点呢，我们认为我们所想象当中的这个我，我们认为这是一个独立存在的，就是一个我就是。它不会有三个五个我，就只有一个我。那比如说我们可以说我年轻的时候就是刚才这位先生回答的一样，比如说我20岁的时候，我30岁的时候，我50岁的时候，可以这么说。但是呢我们可以说我的年龄有20、30、50，但是呢我就不会有这么多的我呀，就是我就是一个人就是一个我我有20岁的时候，我也有30岁的时候，也有50岁的时候但是呢我始终都是一个我就是一个然后呢比如说我们也可以说我所拥有的这个东西当中呢，比如说我的车子、我的房子，然后我的大脑、我的心脏、我的腿、我的手都可以说，但是我就是一个不会有这么多的，没有不会有五个、七个、八个，只有一个我我们的这个概念当中呢就是有一个这样子的我这个大家是不是这么认为？自己想想。
And in a related way, the second characteristic that we attribute to ourselves is the fact that there is only one self. This self is separate. This self is independent.There is not a self that existed at age 20, a different self that existed at age 15. Essentially, over the course of our existence, there has only been one self, and this is the second characteristic that we attribute to ourselves. Even though it's possible for us to talk about my this or my that, and perhaps there to be plurality in terms of the different things that we can have in terms of ourselves, there's only ever one. And I wonder what everyone thinks of this notion.
Yeah, no
problem. Xinjiang. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a lot of which is common to this mountain disorder. And people who suffer this kind of awareness of the health conditions, that people with disabilities actually have different people inside the concept of self. And they're one body, but there are different personalities.That they describe, and they're often not integrated, so they don't all know who the others are. They're very separate personalities. So this whole idea of there's only one self has to sit alongside situations where people have multiple selves.And have multiple voices that tell them what to do. And people who suffer, do they not specify? You have no sense of mind. that have no concept of self whatsoever. I just wonder how that fits into this conversation, or is that probably a conversation that should be had another day?
比如说人格分裂。啊，就是一个精神上的一个问题啊。那么人格分裂呢，比如说一会儿又是另外一个人的人格啊，这个革新，那么就是一会儿呢又是完全是像变了一个人一样。但是这个是他的外面的一个表达的方法而已，实际上他的一个行为上的不一样而已。实际上他自己本身来说呢，他从来都不会认为这两个是两个我。那么如果是两个我的话，那么这个当中呢，他一定会有很多现实生活上的很多的矛盾。所以呢，这些人呢，他一直都把两个人都当作我自己。比如说，有些时候呢，他非常非常的疯狂啊，有些时候呢，非常的拼精啊。但是他一直都认为我有些时候很疯狂啊，我很拼精。他一直都他把这两个连接起来，两个都叫做我。
但是，
但是呢，他的我执是不会，他不会把这两个人当做两个人，他一定会把两个人都当做我自己，但是呢，我自己的性格不一样。
Campbell says that in the context of multiple personalities, it's essentially a situation where the external behavior manifested is different, but ultimately to the person themselves, they are not perceiving themselves to be comprised of different selves. They, in their own minds, consider themselves as having a spectrum of personality, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. In terms of their outward manifestation, however, it appears as different selves.
对，这个我们可以证明。比如说人格分裂的人当他非常疯狂的时候和他非常严肃的时候这个时候呢他会说，当他会严肃的时候呢，他就会说，我昨天会很疯狂的时候，他会这么说，他不会说他昨天很疯狂的时候，他不会说然后呢他非常非常这个疯狂的时候呢，他就会说，我昨天很严肃的时候，他会这么说，他不会说他昨天很严肃的时候，他不会这么说。所以这个就是充分的说明他人的心格就是这样子分裂，两个人一样，但是他没有把这两个当作两个人，他就一直都是认为是一个。
Such people refer to themselves, say they have their two states, perhaps one quite wild and the other very serious and calm. In those situations, they would say, yesterday I was in a very calm state, or yesterday I was in a very disturbed state. In either case, they wouldn't say, yesterday he was in a calm state, or yesterday she was in a disturbed state. So...
Yeah. They
have distinctly different people inside when they speak about them. They have different names, very different personalities, different ages. They refer to them, they're actually refer to them as different people. And they have no understanding to them, they have to learn to live together inside. Mm. And if people who have DID more specifically,They have no sense of self at all. The whole concept of self is exist. So they can't, like, unlike the Lord himself, he says, yesterday Laura did this, and then Lisa did that, and I wish I could stop her from doing it. It's almost bedlam inside, and they have no control over what inside people inside do. And it's a difficult concept for the rest of us to understand it. But when you work with it, they are very different people, all inside one external shell. And then with people who have no idea, no sense of self, the whole idea of this is mine just does not exist. So these, I don't want to divert the lecture and what have you, but I do want to raise how I reconcile some of these questions of self when you deal with people who have very diverse senses of self that are quite unusual from everyone else that you come across and you come through. And there's quite a lot of them out there.
那么让给你可做性格分裂的那个是可给你没办法给你没让给你那个可做那么不是有的给你可做密集的那个可做闷闷着我是有的可做闷给你卡卡是有的给你可做卡中可做别人给你卡中给你闷给你可做闷起来可有的可真的是那个的Then he, no need, then he moved, then he did musical later than he legged it. That could so Michik and I'm Sinjik and I'm a moment. I was a young.
Yeah, Rugo, Rugo, you jump. Ah, yeah, yeah.
I have one bit more information. Every one of these cases, I don't know whether this will help. Every one of these cases, this disorder is peculiar only to survivors of child sexual abuse. So they are. It is a disorder that occurs because of the fierce revival of this in the first childhood, and they create an imaginary, because that's how it starts, imaginary other people to cope with the violence. And these other personalities help them to navigate life and take the rape, take the abuse, take the violence, go to school, or whatever. So they, a lot of them are very
integrated until many years later they have to learn to get to know each other and how to get to know each other. That is a good thing. 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 That is a good thing.
Yeah.Yeah, 这个比如说人格分裂的人，比如说他昨天和今天当中，比如说今天啊，他会说，如果他会说昨天的那个人啊不是我，然后他是另外一个人，有另外的名字，如果他这么认为啊，这样子的话，那这个就是因为他的，因为他的病啊，今生的病，他的心理不正常不健康的状态下的一种幻觉。如果第三天或者第五天他这个病好了的话，他一定会说，哦，那个时候我疯狂的时候，我生病的时候，我拼劲的时候我就是生了这么这个病啊。他这个时候呢把这些全部都一起啊，弄在一起，然后他一定会说这些都是我。这个时候他并不会说，他正常的时候他不会说啊，这是他们，不是我，他不会这样子的。
A person who suffers from multiple personality disorder and gives different names to one's personality, different personalities within one's person, does so in a state when one is sick, not healthy.And if that person were to be well again, then they would surely they would describe themselves in terms of a single person. They would say, when I was like this, when I was behaving like this, when I was like that. And they wouldn't give different names to the, or give different identities to the different people who were doing these things. So that's a symptom or of an unhealthy mental state.
Yeah. 然后呢，第三个特点，第三个特点是什么？就是我们刚才讲的主宰啊，主宰者住在这的意思，就是说，我们一直都认为啊，我的头、我的腿、我的手、我的身体、我的精神等等，我们认为他们都是我所拥有的。然后我呢，就是一个主宰他们的啊，他们是我所拥有的，我是主宰啊，或者是统治啊，一个统治者一样的啊。那么进一步的去分析的时候呢，这些都抛开了以后呢，我自己根本找不到我自己，但是他从来都没有这么去想过，他一直都在他的一个模糊的概念当中，他先把除了这些东西以外就建立了一个自我的存在，然后呢他就认为大脑是我的工具，眼睛是我看啊，看物质的，看广，感受这个广的一个工具，等等等等。最后呢，他就认为他是我这个各个身体的里里外外，所有的这个啊精神物质都是我所拥有的啊。这样子以后呢，那么我就是主人的身份，或者是住在这的身份啊，一个这样子的概念。这是第三个啊。自我的定义。
And the third characteristic that is attributed to the self is that of being the owner, the operator, the controller. So we talk about the different parts of our bodies, the different organs of our bodies, our eyes that enable us to see, other organs that enable us to do other things. This is the third aspect of the self that we take for granted.
大家觉得是不是这样子？还有这三个对不对？还有没有其他的？这三个当中有没有是错误的？大家能够认同吗？
In addition to these three characteristics, that of there being a independent, separate, also a enduring, permanent, and a controlling self, are there any other?Characteristics of the self that you think exist or that are part of the illusory nature of the self.
这位先生，回答一下，大概 ，yeah, yes, Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Maybe we can take the person behind you while you think of your question? Yeah.
If ego has created this self-identity that we all identify with, and society has also placed a lot of layering to create that sense of identity as well as self, does that mean we, how do we deal with actually being in society and deconstructing self? Because maybe we don't have the privilege of.
Any dangle for the ducking of the duck did any member shake one, eh? Any shits of canama, chicken canama, yen and gamure, not so gombanala, any not so deni, or that maybe at any, the members would be lega di lacana, chicken canala, shits of canala, the canon.
Imaris it, what a wenty, so she
did
it. Sir, 先不问这个问题，我想刚才就是问我们的概念当中的，我们的想象当中的我。是不是具有这三个特点？请回答这个问题。
Okay, so Campbell says, for the time being, we'll leave that question to the side. Just for the time being, he is keen to know whether or not everybody endorses the idea that the illusory idea of the self has those three attributes that he outlined just now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interactions in themselves actually make up a part of the self. So we could be simpatin be called in killing city or the need that own the name that so Shimba and Jewish shape it up so not so Jewish shape it up so not so Mid and Shimba Jewish shape it up.
Yeah, yeah. 好，接下来啊，我们大家都基本上就是人通我们想象当中的我，至少有这三个特点啊。还有没有其他的都没问题了，至少有这三个特点。好，那么我们现在想啊，我们去分析一下，那么有没有一个具有这么三个特点的我啊？我们进一步的去思考这个问题。
Well, it seems established that most of us have accepted that at least the illusory self has these three aspects. Whether or not there are additional ones, it doesn't matter for the time being. We are just going to work with these three characteristics, and from here we are going to examine whether or not this self in fact does exist.
首先我们观察永恒啊，或者是不灭啊，这样子的我啊。那么，如果有我的存在的话，那么应该在我们的肉体，或者是我们的精神，或者是我们的肉体和精神的组合啊，应该在这个应该存在在这个上面啊。不可能我们的我就在我的房子上、我的车子上啊，这个不可能的。如果有。那我们就是在我们的精神和肉体上，所以呢，我们现在啊不需要到房子、车子等等这些外面没有关系的东西上面去寻找这样子的我。现在我们就是在我们自己的身体和精神啊上去寻找有没有这样子的我。
So starting with the first of these characteristics, that of there being an enduring or a non-extinguishing self, if we in fact are going to locate this enduring permanent self, then we have to do it at the level of either our bodies or our minds. It needs to be a self that we discover or locate in either one or the other or a composite of both. If we're looking for the enduring self, clearly it's not something we're going to be looking for elsewhere, for example, in our houses or in our cars, etc.
比如说我肉体没有了，我有精神，那这个就没有我的存在。你可以这样介绍给我。
好，好，可以这样子讲，是是是，可以的，可以的，没问题。像我们一步一步的分析，可以的这样子，呀。
The question was whether it's possible to say that there is no other.There's no self in one's body, there is in fact only one's mind, and there is no self in that. Is it possible to view things in this way? Campbell said it's possible to view them in that way, but he says let's go on and keep examining the situation.
好，现在我们这样子看，我们把任何一个物质，就是不离开空间和时间，如果没有时间和空间的话，这个物体是没有办法存在的，所有的凡是存在的东西都离不开时间和空间。
First we need to consider that any kind of form or any matter in order to exist needs to have an aspect of time and an aspect of space. There is no way to characterize something without reference to time and space.
那么我们刚才讲的永恒啊，主要是跟时间有关系。
So this enduring self that we talk about is primarily related to the question of time.
那么我们的身体啊，从单身到死亡啊之间啊，我们的这个肉体啊上有没有一个一直都存在的东西呢？没有。我们的身体上的某一个细胞啊，神经元细胞，甚至是每一个电子粒子啊，都在不断的在生灭。这里面没有一个是一直都保持一个状态的东西，都在不断的变化。
First, we need to look at the fact that between the time of our birth and the time of our death, there is, in fact, no abiding or no permanent self that we can speak of in terms of our body. Every single aspect of ourselves, at the cellular level, at the atomic level, self that we speak of is in a constant state of flux and in a constant state of change.
不断的变化这样子的时候呢，变化的东西上我们可以分三个，一个是过去啊，另外一个就是未来啊，现在啊，所有的时间除了这三个以外没有别的，没有第四个。
These changes we can divide them into changes of the past, the future and the present. Aside from these three different time ways of dividing the time, there is no other way.
那么什么叫做过去呢？啊，大家对过去的理解是什么？这个非常的重要啊。过去，它为什么是过去？因为它曾经发生了，但是呢，现在啊，它已经消失了，不存在了啊。就在这个地球，或者是在这个宇宙的任何一个角落当中啊。现在我们把它找不回来，它已经消失了，它已经不存在，这样子的东西叫做过去。
So first we need to look at what we mean by past. So past refers to something that happened but no longer exists. Something that once did exist but no longer does. And this is what we refer to by past.
昨天的我就是过去的我啊。那么昨天的我，我们现在看昨天的我，他在哪里呢？他已经消失了，他已经不存在了。他在这个宇宙的时间、空间，任何一个地方，我们永远都找不回来的。这个叫做过去。
So the self I was yesterday is my past self. That self no longer exists, and no matter where we might look for it, we will never find it. So this is the past, our past self.
那么什么叫做未来呢？未来就是明天啊，或者是一个小时以后，或者是一分钟以后，或者是一秒钟以后，它会啊这个发生的，它会发生的。但是呢，从现在这个时间的角度来讲，它还不存在。为什么呢？因为它还没有诞生，因为它还没有发生，所以呢，从现在的角度来讲不存在。比如说明天的我啊，明天的我是未来的我，但是从今天的角度来讲，明天的我在这个宇宙的任何一个角落当中啊，它是不存在的，但是它明天它会发生，但是从今天的角度来讲它是不存在的。
And when we talk about the future, whether it be one day in advance, 1 hour in advance, next minute, the next second, we're talking about a self that will arise or will happen, but one that from the perspective of this very moment has not yet happened and therefore does not yet exist.
那么这个比如说100年啊，过去现在未来啊，这个当中比如说有一个东西存在的话，那就是当下啊，应该是当下，除了当下以外的过去消失了，未来还没有发生，所以呢，存在的就是当下
或者是现在。
If we look at a space of 100 years, then we can say the only time that truly exists is this current very moment. Things that happened in the past no longer exist, and things in the future have not yet come to exist. So the only truly existing moment we can talk about is now.
那么当下这个就是一个相对的概念，它不是一个实实在在的东西，它就是一个相对的概念。比如说我们把一年作为一个时间的单位，这样子的话，那么就是2015年是现在，2010年之前就是过去，2016年以后就是未来。
However, of course, this notion of now is a relative concept, depending on where we currently locate ourselves. So at this point in history, we see 2015 as being now, 2014 as being the past, and 2016, etc., being the future.
如果我们把一个月当作这个当作这个时间的单元这样子的话呢，那么就是四月份以上的都叫做过去，六月份以下的都叫做未来，五月份就是现在。
And if our unit of chronological analysis is a month, then we would see, at this point, everything in the month of April as being the past, everything belonging to the month of June as being the future, and everything in the month of May as being the present.
最后我们可以把一秒钟当作现在，这个时候呢，在这个一秒钟之前所发生的所有都是过去，所以就是不存在啊。一秒钟之后的都叫做未来，还没有诞生，所以也不存在。现在存在的就是唯一存在的就是一秒钟。
If we are looking at this question of time with the using the unit of analysis or measurement of the second, then we could say that everything prior to this very second was the past. Everything after this very second is the future. And therefore, the past and the future on either side of this very second, this very moment, do not exist.
那么这个一秒钟过去了以后呢，立即就是另外一个一秒钟，但是前一秒钟和后一秒钟之间呢，没有什么关系，都是两个一秒钟啊。这两个是不是一个，完全是不可以的。第一个一秒钟发生了，消失了啊。第二个一秒钟发生了，消失了，两个没有关系的。
So as soon as 1 second passes and another one arises, we have to understand these as separate arisings of time. We can't understand them as being connected or the same unit of time. They are separate from each other and not connected.
就像这样子的佛珠叫做佛珠啊，但是呢这每一粒佛珠它过去了以后呢，都是一粒一粒的啊。每一粒上面呢，有没有这一串叫做念珠啊？那么一个珠子上面有没有念珠？没有念珠，它是一颗一颗的。这一颗前一颗和后一颗是没有任何的关系的，都是个体的。
So with this string of prayer beads, for example, we can say that it is a string of prayer beads. However, every bead itself is separate from the other. After we've counted one bead, we go on to the next. We cannot say that every bead is a string in themselves. Every bead is, in fact, separate from the others.
有一个非常好的比喻充分地说明这个问题。
There's a very good analogy that illustrates this question clearly.
我们看电影的时候呢，这个电影的胶片电影的胶片上面的这个图像，每一个一个，每一张一张一张每一张这个图像都是相互之间没有任何关系的但是
他的速度一秒钟24站这个24站这个图就经过这个电影的镜头的后面的时候呢，然后我们的人的视觉当中就产生了一个错觉啊，然后我们认为一个人的手在摇动啊，比如说一个人的手从桌子上举起来啊，那么这个之间呢，这个电影的胶片里面第一个胶片我的手在桌子上，第二个图就是离桌子离开一点点，第三个图，第四个，五个，六个，七个，八个，九个，十个，最后就是手举起来了但是这24张图之间是没有任何的关系的没有任何关系，但是就是因为一秒钟24张图快速的这个一秒钟当中能够走能够在镜头的背后走24张这个图片的时候呢，然后我们的眼睛是识别不出来，我们认为第一个图片的图像形象和第24个我们把它连接起来一个人的手在摇动一样的，这个就是完全可以万事万物都是这样子，这不是电音，实际上一切都是这样子。
It's like, for example, in a movie, in a film, when we see an action of, say, a person moving their hand, it appears to us watching the movie that this is one continuous motion. But in actual fact, this action is comprised of many different frames. Each frame captures the hand in different state of movement.And it's when 24 of these frames are essentially fed through the camera in 1 second that it creates the illusion of one continuous movement. And we, with our own eyes, see this as one kind of movement. But this is not just the situation in the movies, it's the same with, in fact, everything in life.
那么这样子以后呢，我们非常清楚地发现我们的肉体和我们的精神上没有一个东西是永恒的所有的东西都是一秒钟任何一个一秒钟，前一秒钟后一秒钟都是完全是两个东西，这两个东西之间是没有任何关系的，不是前一秒钟一直停留到最后那么肉体和精神上都没有这样子的东西，那么我们的这个想象当中的我，那么现在它在哪里呢？
So, in fact, it is everything that is that works like this. There is only an endless chain of moments, of seconds. Seconds that don't have a relationship between the one that just happened and then the one that comes afterwards. So, if we turn to the physical aspect of ourselves and the psychological aspect or the inner aspect of ourselves, and we are not able to locate a permanent...enduring self in this way, then where ultimately is ourself?
大家有没有什么问题？
Are there any questions at this stage?
好，第二个问题啊 ，Yeah.
I thought everything is due to causes and conditions. Like I get the better up now, sort of trying to get that.But now, so everything is due to causes and conditions. So the past moment has an effect on the next moment.
김준현아, 대니디, 이 까창어마 단 까치 제말 코트 발라 드워 요래. 이 일단 게임 그 저거서 요래.
네, 네. 有因和果的关系，但是呢，这个因和果呢。它完全是两个因，它不是果，果它不是因，完全是两个东西。这个两个东西呢，对我们的自我的存在是没有任何的利益。我们要找到一个永恒不变的东西那么因和果一直都在变，所以这个对我们找到我没有帮助的。
What you say is true, that there is this relationship of cause and effect. There are causes and there are effects. However, the cause is not the effect and the effect is not the cause. And so in terms of us trying to establish the existence of an enduring self, we really are looking for something that is enduring and permanent over an extended period of time. So from this point of view, despite the fact that cause and effect operates, it doesn't assist us in finding an enduring self.
Yeah. 然后第二个问题啊，第二个问题我们刚才讲的，我们的想象当中的我是一个独立的啊，这是一个独立存在的我。我们一直都认为啊，不管有我的身体上啊，我的精神又不管有多少多少的情绪，多少多少的物质构成我的这个身体，但是呢，我们一直都认为我呢啊，就只有一个我啊，一直都就是我。嗯，那么现在这个是非常容易的啊，我们把我们的这个肉体、精神啊，这个当中呢，它没有一个是不可以分开的，所有的东西啊，可以分之、原之，最后就是甚至分到这个最基本的粒子啊。那么我们的这个身体当中呢，我们的身体呢，就是一个成千上万的啊这个粒子组成的啊。那么这个成千上万的粒子，就像我们看银河啊，我们看到这个银河的银河的时候呢，我们看到一片白色的光啊，但是这个白色的光用我们的肉眼看，这是一个东西啊。但是呢，我们近距离的看的时候呢，它不是一个东西呢，它是成千上万的天体组合的。但是因为我们的视觉没有能力去识别，所以我们看起来就是一道白光啊。实际上它不是一个光啊，它是成千上万的东西。同样的，我们的肉体呢，用我们的肉眼看，就是一个物体。但是它不是一个物体，它就像银河系一样，成千上万的粒子。那么这么多的东西当中呢，那我到底是谁啊？所有都是我，还是其中一个是我？我们根本就寻找不到一个这样子的独立的我。
And then in terms of there being an independent self and only one independent self.We can see that this is a relatively easy idea to overturn. We know that, in fact, we are comprised of millions, billions, infinite numbers of atoms, cells, molecules, etc., and that all of these are in a constant state of change. It's just like when we look at the Milky Way and we see it with our eyes, we perceive it with our eyes as...one kind of white light or across the sky, but in actual fact it's made up of much smaller components, and that's something that we know, but in terms of the way we see it, we perceive it in that way. So that's the way it is also with ourselves at the physical level, at the psychological level too. So what do we do here? Are we all of these tiny myriad components, or are we only a few of them? Are we only but one of them?
然后第三个啊，第三个就是我们刚才啊，就大家交流过，就是一个主宰啊，主宰者就是我啊，我的所有的器官，我的所有的里里外外的东西都是我的啊，都是我的，我就是他们的主人，他们都是我所拥有的啊，这个叫做主宰者啊，或者是统治者啊，那么。有没有一个这样子的我呢？这个其实很简单的，除了这些东西以外啊，除了这些我，比如说我们的啊肉体，各种各样的物质组合的啊，然后呢，我们的精神啊，也有开心的、不开心的，各种各样的正面的、负面的，这个成千上万的情绪啊，排列了以后呢啊。这个就叫做我们的精神啊，那么这个里面呢，没有一个东西是不可以分开的，都是可以分开的啊。那么这些都分开了以后呢，那么除了这些东西以外啊，我们刚才讲过，比如说这个啊，比如说大脑是我的，心脏是我的，等等等等，都是我的。那么你自己在哪里呢？
啊，那么除了这些以外，我也不知道我在哪里啊，就是，所以我们啊，很容易。第三个问题呢，更加的容易。
Then in the third related notion of there being a controller or an owner of this this self, we can also see it in a similar way to the previous question. We can see that the level of our mind or our self, we're comprised of myriad numbers of our external components, our internal components, our moods, etc. All of these are varied and multifarious. Out of all of these things, is there, you know, one self? This is something that is very difficult for us to say. Essentially, there are so many components, and very difficult to say that any one of them are all is our self.
好，这样子以后呢，我们的最后的结论是什么呢？所谓的我，完全是一个抽象的概念，没有一个实质的东西。
Anyway, the conclusion essentially from looking at these three different ideas that we attribute to the illusory self is that ultimately the self is indeed an abstract idea, and that there is not a concrete meaning to this idea of self that we have. It's a very abstract notion.
那么我们的想象当中的我呢？这是我们的肉体和这个精神啊，在这个物质和精神上面呢，我们自己用我们的意识建立起来的一个不符合逻辑、不符合实际的一个这样子的抽象的东西。
So we can see that in from this that the self is in fact an idea, a notion that we have built upon the basis of our material form and our psychological aspect, an idea of self that in fact is not in conformity with logic and is not in accordance with the reality of the circumstances.
那么这个抽象的观点，抽象的这个观点，然后我们从单身到死亡之间，一直都在控制我们的所有的情绪。
Despite the fact that this notion is as abstract as it is the notion that is controlling all of our moods from the very moment we are born until the time we die.
这叫做我啊，因为今天我们要赶飞机，没有办法展开的讲啊。不好意思，非常抱歉。如果以后有机会的话，我们可以慢慢的交流啊。那么这个叫做佛教的无我啊。那具体我们啊去训练的时候怎么训练呢？大家通过这个方式啊去思考。思考的时候呢，我们会深深的体会到这个我是不存在的啊。那么这个时候呢，我们很多人就会有一个恐惧感啊，立即就是一种失落，一个这样子的感受啊。但是呢，这个时候大家不需要怕，不需要怕。这个我们一直都是这样子，不是因为我们啊现在观察的时候变成这样子，实际上它一直都是这样子。所以呢，我们不需要害怕，继续去修啊，继续去思考。这样子的时候呢，通过这个力量啊，我们现实生活当中的很多很多的烦恼啊，都能够解决的，都能够消失的。
So this is what we refer to as no self in Buddhism. And unfortunately today, because there is an airplane to catch, I'm not able to go into this in any more detail. However, it's by contemplating on this, by contemplating on the lack of self, on no self, over and over again, that we, in fact, can arrive at a clear conceptual realization of the insubstantiality of self. Of course, it's quite common in this situation for us to first have a feeling of fear or even a sense of loss, a sense of associated to this contemplation. However, that's no problem. It's not something to worry about. We should continue in this contemplation, reflecting on these questions over again. And it's ultimately by reflecting on these questions that we will be able to, in fact, resolve many of the problems that we have in our lives. And many problems, in fact, will resolve themselves as a result of this contemplation.
就是因为我们人为有一个这样子的自我的存在，所以我们有这个压力，有这个焦虑，有贪欲，有欲望，有抱怨，有仇恨，所有的东西的根源就是它。那么现在没有了它以后呢，那么这些负面的情绪都完全可以从本质上就可以。
It's essentially because we have this idea of self, this mistaken idea of self, that we have experienced all the negative emotions that we do, from worry and stress to anger and resentment, desire, attachment, etc. So now that we collapse this idea of self, it's possible for us to resolve all of these problems as a matter of course.
好，我最后要回答这个。刚才这位师兄他的问题。
And I would like to answer,
最后的。
At the, now for the last question.
啊，我现在要回答你的问题。你刚才说。
Your question that you asked before, now Kemba would like to come around to answering it.
呀呀呀，刚才啊，对对对对，就是说，如果我们无我了啊，那我们怎么把这个没有我了以后呢？我们不可能到这个。寺庙里面去住，然后这个石灰怎么办？其实我们有我无我，我们本来永远都是这样子。这个不是，只是我们现在才发现而已。实际上，我们不是用我们的观点，不是用我们的观点去改变什么东西。这是我们现在才发现，它永远都是这样子的。它从过去到现在，它一直都是这样子。只是我们没有发现，现在我们发现了它的真相，并不是现在我们的观点去把真相改变。
So in relation to the question of what we do in dismantling a self, we've got this situation, we can't go to a monastery, we're stuck in society, so what do we do? And the answer to that is actually, we're not doing anything, we're not...discovering a situation or imposing an idea on ourselves. In fact, this lack of self is a situation that already always existed. And it's not something that we are creating or we are changing or we are imposing on another situation. It's ultimately just the way things are.
所以我们工作、生活仍然要继续的。但是呢，生活的方式、工作的方式、生活的意义、工作的意义是不一样的。
So our lives, they have to continue, they must continue, but in terms of our lifestyles, the things that we do and our life values, the meaning of our life, these things will experience change.
比如说我们做梦的时候，你发现你在做梦，这样子的时候呢，梦可以继续做，但是呢，你知道这个是梦，这样子以后呢，你在梦里发生的所有的恐惧、所有的痛苦都可以消失。
It's like, for example, when you're having a dream, once you know that, in fact, you're having a dream, the dream can continue, but all of the negative emotions that are associated with the dream, fear, etc., worry, etc., they no longer, they cease to be a source of concern or affliction.
非常感谢，今天我们的这个课就因为时间的关系讲到这里，然后呢，大家觉得有意思的话呢，进一步的去探索，然后打坐训练啊。完全可以啊，控制或者是是消除、消灭我们生活、工作当中产生的 很多很多的烦恼。如果做得好的话呢，然后就这个生老病死的所有的问题都可以在源头上得到解决，这个叫做佛教的解脱。谢谢，非常感谢。
Thank you very much for everyone for listening today. This brings our teaching to a conclusion. Hopefully, if it's what we talked about today is something that you found interesting, then by contemplating on it and meditating on it as well, it's possible for you to find relief from all kinds of problems, in fact, that you experience in the context of everyday life. And if you're able to practice, contemplate and meditate on it extremely effectively, then it's also possible to solve the fundamental problems of cyclic existence, which is what we refer to in Buddhism as ultimate liberation.